Rain chances are going down and so are temperatures. I'm timing out a plunge into the teens and a wind chill that will make it feel even colder.
Then an Apex community mourning two women shot and killed outside a home. New information from police on why they were first called in for help and what they found while arresting a neighbor for the murder. Plus, a convicted felon and accused white supremacist will be on the North Carolina ballot this primary election. We'll explain why and the concerns his own political party wants you to know about.
Right now at 7, we are tracking the coldest air of the season. Take a look at current temperatures across our area already. They are dropping fast. And some schools are delaying class tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. As we take a live look at Roxborough behind us tonight, it is going to be frigid there, down into almost the teens, 14 degrees overnight. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us from the WRL Severe Weather Center, Kat.
It is already cold there in Roxborough, 30 degrees there right now. We're going to be in the teens, even in the triangle tonight for the first time this season. Make sure you are bundling up. It's 11 right now in Boone, 18 currently in Asheville. We're down to 35 here in the triangle. Make sure that you are protecting your pipes tonight, and you need to bring your pets inside. It is dangerously cold for all pets to be outside tonight. 18, the low in Raleigh, 14 in Roxborough, 17 Lewisburg, 19 possible in Rocky Mount. It is really going to be cold out there tonight. 16 in Sanford and Siler City, 21 in Fayetteville, 19 in Smithfield, trending even colder. As we look at the wind chill tomorrow, we'll likely wake up to wind chills as low as about 10 degrees for some of us at 8 a.m. By 10 a.m., wind chills around 20. Lunchtime wind chill 27 with a temperature of 35. And even as the kids are heading home tomorrow from school, wind chills are still likely to be below freezing. I'll track our next system that's set to arrive on Friday coming up.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kat.
I'm Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center. The list of delays for opening in school districts across the viewing area continues to change because of the weather. Durham just announcing this. This is the email right here from the spokesperson. Due to the threat of black ice, extreme low temperatures, and wind in the morning, Durham Public Schools will operate on a two-hour delay tomorrow. On your screen right now, I want to show you the map because this is one of many, if you will, that are delayed. You can see in yellow there, those are the delays. The closed district is up in Mecklenburg, Virginia. Well, to our north, we have not heard from Wake, Johnson, or those other counties in gray. On our website right now, WREL.com, you'll see this full list, and we do update that in real time. As we get new information, we'll certainly keep you up to date. Back to you.
Thank you, Mark. Police are releasing new details about the moments leading up to a shooting that killed two women and a dog in their Apex neighborhood. Nancy Taylor and Gabrielle Raymond are the names of those victims. Today, the suspect, a former Army captain and neighbor to those women, appeared in court for the first time. Officers now say that suspected gunman had a conversation with them before shooting and killing them. WRL's Aaron Thomas joins us live now. Aaron, police found an AR-15 on them when they arrested him.
That's correct, Ashley. In fact, police go on to say they believe that a handgun was used as the murder weapon. As you can imagine, this news has certainly reverberated across the town of Apex, including this restaurant, the Peak at Salem. I'm told this is where this suspected gunman, Harry Hardman, worked for 3 months. Now, we actually stopped by this restaurant to speak with the owner. I'm told that Harry Hardman worked here as a server, and he left to study for commercial real estate. Owner Dave Burrell says that, quote, he was so happy being here when referring to Hardman and that he liked talking to people. I asked if Hardman ever made any mention of the woman he's accused of shooting and killing. He tells me that he didn't. In fact, he had no clue that Hardman lived in that neighborhood. Police say that Hardman was being loud yesterday in the neighborhood, which prompted an initial call to Apex Police. Nancy Taylor, one of the victims, came up to him and spoke with him. Gabrielle Raymond later joined. Investigators say that the specifics of the conversation are unclear, but Hardman eventually brought out a gun and shot both women. Now, police go on to say that when they eventually obtained search warrants, they found more guns in that home. Of course, this is a story with a lot of layers. We're going to be following this on our late news as we work to speak with the families of the victims involved and hear a little bit more about what the owner had to say about the suspected gunman. Ashley.
Okay, Aaron, just a disturbing story. Thank you for your reporting.
Right now, hundreds of people are taking their calls for a ceasefire in Gaza to rally leaders as we take a live look at downtown tonight. City Council is meeting as we speak. It just got underway moments ago. That's where 217 people have signed up to speak in public comment, sharing those comments on the Israel-Hamas war. Many are calling for the council to pass a resolution calling for a ceasefire. Mayor Marianne Baldwin says the council will continue to listen to what people have to say on this issue. We do have a crew inside that meeting, and we'll bring you updates during our late news tonight at 10 and 11.
For the first time ever, schools across our state have a guidebook for the use of artificial intelligence. North Carolina is the fourth state in the nation to provide such guidance. The North Carolina Department of Public Instruction says it knows many students will start to use the tools no matter what, and it wants to prepare teachers with responsible practices. At Nash County Public Schools, administrators tell us they're happy to team up to inform their students.
As we make steps to make it worthwhile for our students, let's work together in that. We want to help the community understand it. We want to understand it ourselves. And as we do that, then I think our students are going to benefit in the future.
Nash County Public Schools says it is in the process of training teachers to use AI tools. However, students are not allowed to use them at this time.
President Biden will make a trip to the Triangle this week. White House officials say Biden will visit the Raleigh-Durham area on Thursday to discuss his economic agenda. This trip comes just days after the first votes were cast in the 2024 presidential nomination contest. North Carolina's primary election is March 5th. Biden will be the lone Democrat on the ballot. Meantime, a Republican candidate for the state house won his battle to remain on the ballot for the March primary. The State Board of Elections ruled today in favor of Joseph Gibson. This after his own party challenged Gibson's eligibility and raised some concerns about what they say are neo-Nazi beliefs. WRL Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie has reaction from both sides.
If the Republican Party used the only tool it had to try to get Gibson off the ballot, they challenged his candidacy over his felony record. But it's not illegal for felons to run for office as long as they have had their rights restored. And the State Board of Elections ruled that that was the case for Joseph Gibson. So now it's up to the voters of Rockingham County.
I am not a neo-Nazi. I've never been a member of any neo-Nazi group.
Joseph Gibson will be on the Republican primary ballot for a state House seat in Rockingham County. Parties don't usually intervene in primaries, but the GOP made an exception in this case.
It's disgusting that some of these views is on the ballot.
Stephen Wiley is the director of the State House Republican Caucus. He did the research into Gibson's posts on social media.
It's just the neo-Nazi stuff is just scratching the surface with him. I mean, he's a conspiracy theorist of the highest order.
It's totally absurd.
Gibson denies that.
But I know there are people out there who have anti-Semitic views, and I'm against that.
Gibson's social media seems to say otherwise. White supremacist videos, a video about Hitler, and this post, the Jewish-owned banks and media are the deceivers and liars that have funded and started every war. Gibson claims all those posts were, quote, generated by trolls.
I never posted nothing on there, no.
He says the GOP challenged him because he's opposed to building a casino in Rockingham County, which is supported by Senate Leader Phil Berger, also of Rockingham County.
I believe there's a lot of money tied up in this project, and we know when it comes to money, people will do anything.
It has nothing to do with casinos. It has everything to do with about holding, you know, our party accountable when we have people like this that show up on the ballot.
Wiley called the state election board's ruling disappointing, but says he's confident Gibson will not win the March primary. Laura Leslie, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Well, as it gets colder over the next few days, you and I are likely to turn up our thermostats. Duke Energy says it's ready. Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy says the company made several changes to improve after extreme cold shut down parts of the power grid in December of 2022. That includes maintenance at plants, so they're ready to go for the busy winter season. Plus, he says the updated forecasting models are more accurate, so Duke can better estimate customer demand. If there is a need to conserve, customers will get updates via text, email, or phone.
Still ahead, if you live in Wake County, expect to see new property values soon, and that means you also learn how much more you might be paying in taxes. What you can expect next. Plus,
some controversy is brewing over where the new E.E. Smith High School will be located.
In 1954, when the building was erected, it checked all their boxes then, but things have changed.
There's a suggestion that it be built on Fort Liberty.
Back right now at 7:12, I'm Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center following some developing news out of Fayetteville. They're conducting a death investigation southwest of downtown. This is the location right here off of Bordeaux Park Drive. Investigators have confirmed they have found skeletal remains in that area. It's a wooded area off of Bordeaux Park Drive, and investigators have not been able to identify the remains at this point. We are told that the scene has been cleared, but the investigation still is ongoing. Updates in the Live Center and on WREL.com tonight as we get it. Back to you.
All right, we'll wait for more, Mark. Thank you. Convicted murderer Alec Murdaugh was back in a South Carolina courtroom today to fight for a new murder trial. The status hearing comes months after Murdaugh's sentencing in the murders of his wife and youngest son. His attorney filed the motion claiming the county clerk of court, Rebecca Hill, tampered with the jury. Hill denied those allegations, of course. The judge set an evidentiary hearing for January 29th. All 12 jurors and Hill will be called to testify. A county at the North Carolina coast is suing more than a dozen manufacturers and sellers of products that contain PFAS. PFAS are forever chemicals linked to an array of health concerns, including cancer, infertility, and birth defects. New Hanover County says the lawsuit is to hold manufacturers responsible for the decades of contamination. It outlines environmental contamination from factories and PFAS in firefighting foam. The county has since stopped using that foam. The lawsuit comes just 1 month after UNC researchers discovered 11 new chemicals in the Cape Fear River.
Controversy is brewing over the proposed locations for the new E.E. Smith High School in Fayetteville. Right now, the school sits on 27 acres off of Seabrook Road. Educators are suggesting county commissioners approve a 100-acre site on Fort Liberty. WREL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays looks at the pros and cons of building the school on post.
E. Smith High School is about 100 years old. It's been at this location on Seabrook Road since the 1950s, but the school's programs have outgrown this location. So the big question now is, where should the new school be built?
The future of E.E. Smith High School is generating heated debate over whether to build the new school on Fort Liberty. Recently, the Cumberland County Board of Education voted 5-3 to recommend county commissioners build the school on Stryker Golf Course on post. That plan has come under fire from those who want the new E.E. Smith High School built off post.
You can't build houses on Fort Bragg, and you can't have a lot of things that this community deserves and wants by building on a military base. So, something up on the Mixed Road corridor or some other corridor would be helpful.
School administrators evaluated several sites along Murchison Road that were deemed not suitable for building the school. The school system wants to build a state-of-the-art facility to help students expand their studies in science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics.
So what we're trying to do is get them a 21st century learning environment so that they could go forth and learn like children of today did, instead of back in the 50s when this building was originally constructed.
So where the school is going to be built is not a done deal. Ultimately, it will be up to county commissioners to decide. In Fayetteville, Gilbert Bays, WREL News.
And military leaders would lease the land to the county to build that school. That would save taxpayers money on a project that's expected to cost around $166 million.
Well, the letter's in the mail. Wake County residents should find out this week how much their property is worth and, in turn, how much they'll pay in taxes. Homes in Wake County increased in value by an average of 53%. In the 2024 reevaluation process, the tax administrator proposed a lower property tax rate for the county next year to keep the county revenue neutral. That means that you should pay about the same as you did this year. The process helps the county spread its tax burden across its growing population.
So the more frequently you do a revaluation, you're putting the growth on the books at market value. You're increasing the base faster, which should allow the commissioners or the municipal jurisdictions not to have to increase their tax rates as fast.
The suggested tax rate will be up for vote as part of the county budget negotiations. Those happen in late spring. All 11 municipalities in the county will take these new values into consideration when they set their city tax rates as well.
Hey, how about this? Check out the snow at Grandfather Mountain. Isn't that beautiful? Snow fell all day yesterday and through the night. Park rangers say they got about 6 inches to a foot, depending on where you are on the mountain. Because of all this snow, The park had to close yesterday and today. Let's send things over to meteorologist Kat Campbell, because the real story here at home is the cold, and not only just the regular temperature cold, but also the wind making it feel even colder.
Right. We got no snow, but we've got all the cold here for the week, and our wind chill tomorrow is going to be pretty low in the morning. We get down to about 13 in the Triangle, 7, 8 a.m. We could get down to as low as about 10 in some areas. As we look ahead toward lunchtime, wind chills still in the 20s, and then during the afternoon, wind chills in the 30s. It'll be sunny tomorrow. That'll help a bit. Outside tonight, it's been beautiful at Fenton. In Cary, you can see just a couple of ice skaters enjoying the cold. Good weather for that out there tonight. That's one of the upsides, at least, to the cold air that we have in place. But the cold air is going to stick around into the weekend. So what we're going to see happen, high pressure will be building in next. That high pressure is going to slide offshore, though, as we get into Thursday and Friday. So we will warm up a little bit before our secondary shot of cold air over the weekend. If we take a look at tomorrow on Futurecast, here's the area of high pressure that's going to be building east throughout the day, and it'll be cold with high pressure overhead that has sinking air. That'll lead to plenty of sunshine, just a high of 41. High pressure moves offshore, though, during the day on Thursday, and since high pressure as a clockwise flow around it. That's why we have this nice warming southwest wind. And I use the term warming loosely because we go from 41 to 49. So, you know, it's almost a 10 degree jump in temperatures, but it is still chilly on Thursday. We'll begin to see an increase in cloud cover. And then here comes our next system. This one's going to arrive overnight Thursday into Friday. And if we see some of the rain arrive early enough, we may see a bit of a mix, some snowflakes, perhaps some sleet pellets right along the North Carolina-Virginia line. The blues, the snow likely to be up in Virginia. We have that pink here, and this would not affect the triangle. It would be our northern counties. We're not expecting any impacts unless we were to see significant changes to the forecast. It's likely to be all rain for us here in the triangle. Just a chilly rain. The rain will clear out pretty early in the day on Friday, though. The best chance would be during the morning, with the bulk of it looking like it may move out after lunchtime. Some snow again for the mountains. Let's take a look at the new run of the European model ensemble. So you take about 50 runs of the European model. You change the initial conditions just slightly for each run, and that's how you get these probabilities. It's a great forecasting tool that we can show you exclusively here at WREL, and it's a 0% chance, just to give you some confidence in that forecast for Friday. Tonight, 14, the low in Roxboro, 18 in Raleigh. It'll be around 21 in Fayetteville tonight. And town by town tomorrow, 41 in the Triangle, 44 in Fayetteville, 38 in South Hill, Virginia. At least we got the bright blue sky to go along with it. If we look past tomorrow, there's that little bit of a warm up I talked about for Thursday and Friday in the upper 40s. But by the time we get to Saturday morning, we're back down to 20, 17 on Sunday morning, 30s for the high over the weekend. Next week, we could warm back into the 60s. I do want to point out Sunday morning's lows, though, town by town, could get as low as 12 in Roxboro, 17 in Fayetteville and Raleigh.
Oh, we are going to need to bundle up for the next few days.
I'm just thinking how warm the 60s are going to feel.
Yes, exactly.
After that.
Yep.
Thanks, Kat. A Fayetteville animal shelter is asking for help now after a group of puppies were abandoned at its door, and there was a note that was left with those cute faces right there. We'll tell you what's on that note. It's going to pull at your heartstrings. Stick around.
Well, how about this? A recent storm uncovered a century-old shipwreck on the beach along the North Carolina coast.
This is unbelievable. The Surf City Fire Department says this here, this is what you see, this is what's left of the William H. Sumner, 165-foot ship, ran aground on the sandbar there off Topsail Inlet in 1919. Right there in Topsail, unbelievable. It was carrying phosphate, mahogany, and ironwood from San Juan, Puerto Rico, to New York at the time. It can typically be seen a couple of times a year. The town reminds people that removing or damaging the remains from the shipwreck is breaking state law, but here it is up on the sand now. Mm-hmm. There's this animal shelter in Fayetteville. It's asking for help after a person left puppies at their door with an emotional note.
It was written by a man experiencing homelessness. Look at these sweet puppies.
Oh my goodness.
In the note, he explains he found the puppies after the mother was hit by a car. The message ends with, "Please do not think poorly of me, but it felt wrong leaving them alone in the cold, waiting on a mother that would not be coming home. Sincerely, Nameless Man." Does that pull on your heartstrings or what?
I know.
The Fayetteville Animal Protection Society posted the story online with the response, "Your empathy in the face of adversity gives us hope and inspiration. We promise to honor your selfless gesture by providing these puppies with the love and care they deserve." The puppies are still too young to adopt. However, the shelter is asking for donations to help care for them. And when they are old enough to adopt, you know that they will go so fast.
People will be lining up to get one of those sweet faces in their home.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Just so sweet. Hey, today is your last chance to vote for which I voted early sticker you want to see in this year's election in Johnston County. These are a few of the entries.
I love these. Whenever they do these competitions, so local middle schoolers drew what you see on your screen there. The winning design will then be featured on all early voting stickers in the county later this year. The winning artist also gets $100, which is fun. You have until midnight to pick your favorite sticker. The poll is on Johnston County's website. Take a look, you know, hop on, see which one you like the most. They're all good. The county will announce the winner on Friday.
I do kind of like the smiley face
one. It stands out, but I like the eagle. Look at the eagle. Looks
nice. The eagle looks really good. That's a good artist, whoever drew that eagle.
There's a popular Raleigh restaurant is opening a second location now in North Hills.
Kane Realty says Standard Beer and Foods' new spot will be located in the community's Innovation District. The restaurant will feature a 15,000 square foot outdoor space, making it the largest in North Hills. Right now, Standard Beer and Foods' only location is on East Franklin Street. No word on when that new restaurant will open. And hey, if you're looking for something fun on a weeknight or weekend this summer, Cirque du Soleil's Cordio show is making a stop here at the PNC Arena. I don't know if I pronounced Cordio right. Probably didn't.
You know what? Whatever these guys do is amazing. I mean, the acrobatics is insane. The company is known for producing these kind of circus art shows. They involve acrobats, live performances. It'll be 5 shows, August 8th through the 11th. You can get your tickets on Monday starting at 10 a.m. Just hop onto Ticketmaster. Thanks for being with us tonight.
We'll see you back here on Fox 50 at 10 and on WREL at 11.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.